We have BOE 212, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 17, all with Mr. Davis. Is there an order you'd like to take him in, or are they all the same issue, or how would you like to do that?
All the same issue. We could take them in the order in which they appear.
All right.
Starting with 212.
BOE 212, Greg and Allison Lentz.
Yes.
Okay.
Greg and Allison live in Arizona. They own one nightly rental in Branson. They're challenging whether it should be classified as 100% commercial, and I think based on what the board has typically done, when you just had a foreign or out of town person with one nightly rental, the board typically treats them as 25% commercial and 75% residential.
Do we have any information that they have any other property?
They do not.
Okay.
Just the one.
I would make a motion as to BOE 212 that we classify it as mixed use with 25% commercial and 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. BOE 213, THMB Properties.
Yes, David, THMB Properties LLC is owned by Twila, T-W-I-L-A, Hilmi, H-I-L-M-E. Twila lives in Springfield. She has one nightly rental in the Branson area. And it's the one that's up here on appeal. And again, I think in keeping with what the board typically decides, if it can be classed as 25% commercial and 75% residential.
Any comment from the board? Do we have any other information on the
Just the one.
All right. I would make a motion that we classify BOE 213 as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. BOE number 214, Dark Horse Chateau LLC.
David, that's Dark Horse Chateau LLC is owned by Ryan and Jennifer Cole. Jennifer's here today.
So Ryan.
Jennifer, you can speak to the board as well. If you can say
sure. I really don't have much to add, really, other than that, you know, we use probably ourselves. We don't have anything else in Stephen County. So I am curious to the, you know, the assessment that we had done on the new build, new construction in 2022, so brand new assessment value, and I am questioning, you know, the increase originally was double what the assessed value was in 2022, and I know that they have since reduced that assessed value, still 60%, so just curious as to what, you know, market values don't seem to have risen 60% in 1 year, so I'm curious if they did a new assessment on a fully new build in 2022, how did it increase 60% of value? And then I'd also like to propose the move to the precedence of the 75% residential and 25% commercial.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Jennifer Cole.
Jennifer? Okay, just for clarification, you're indicating that, did you say you and your husband?
Correct.
That they, you only own one property in Taney County,
that's
which
right.
You use in a nightly rental?
Okay.
Okay. And so you're requesting the mixed use classification that you've already heard us talk about here, but you're also questioning, are you questioning the appraised value, or are you just questioning the increase?
The increase.
Okay. I think probably the assessor can answer that question, but I'm going to let the assessor talk as well on that one.
Okay. I'd also like to point out that her BOE form is incomplete. She did not fill in opinion of market value, nor did she fill in her purchase price. Anyway, again, this is going to be one in 22 where it was only put in as a partial build at the time for occupancy reasons, and that's when we found it was finished, and so she got a better rate, and then when she was fully assessed, that's what happened here.
Okay. The property was fully completed in 2021, so I'm just curious how...
It just means that our guys didn't get to it. So you got a break.
If I understand what she's saying is back in, they didn't get to it when it was fully completed, so that year you got a break and had it at the lesser amount, so the increase. Typically, here on the board, we can't deal with increases unless if they're residential property. Sometimes there's some rights to have it inspected and things like that. But increases are not so much what we deal with. We just want to make sure that the value is not it's not overvalued. Okay. And then also classification, of course, which we're talking about here. But the valuation, which is put down as 369,435, are you indicating that that is above market value, or do you believe that that's...
No, I'm not aware of anything to do with that. I'm just curious as to the increase of a completed property from 1 year to the next.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and we get the question a lot, so it's a good question. We appreciate it. All right. With respect to, was the appeal both for valuation and for classification? Or
classification was our main issue.
Right. I'm just asking on the form.
She's got valuation, too.
Oh, is it right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and at the time when I filled out that form,
yeah,
it was prior to them reducing it also, and there was some discrepancy in some similar types of properties and how they were rated, and ours being a different type of unit with no ownership of the...
No, I understand completely. I just have to know for purposes of the motion that I make. Okay. With respect to BOE 214, I would move that we deny the valuation and discrimination and keep the value at 369,435 and grant the request for a change in classification to mixed use of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
John. Okay. BOE number 215. Moncato Home Construction.
Yeah. Brad and Pam Moncato have multiple nightly rentals, and they three of them are here on appeals day, the 215, 216, and 217. So, again, appeal number 2023-215, 2023-216, and 2023-217, where they're challenging classification of the nightly rental.
Okay. And for purposes of any kind of record, Tim has brought to our attention before the Rimey case out of St. Louis on previous cases, and we've ruled on some other ones. Do you know if they have more than just these three, or are they just appealing these three? In other words, in Taney County.
I don't know. I know that they live in Taney County.
They do live in Taney County.
Next to the old Branson High School.
So do they have a residential, is that a that's their residence?
That's their residence,
okay.
Yes.
And then they have at least these three?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we know if they have any more than these?
They put it on your deal, they got 20.
They have 20? Okay.
Well, 20 properties. I don't know if they're all nightly rentals or what, but they have 20 properties in their name at this point.
Okay.
Some could be vacant.
But these three were sent a notice that they were commercial, correct? They were 100% commercial.
Yeah, and you'll see impact notices.
Okay.
I do want to point out on the first one, and on, so the first one would be 2023-215, and the third one 2023-217. Whatever we put it at in 24, it will change because we will be adding the concrete. That would be a new build, so that could be added on.
That was a new build?
Right. Okay. So, again, we have the structure in there, but we didn't have the concrete. He's poured concrete. It's not on his, excuse me, on his parcels.
Okay.
Are these just for classification, or are they for valuation?
Just classification.
Okay. And with all of these other properties, Tim, do you have any affirmative statement from your client as to how many of them are in nightly rental?
I don't know.
And I'm not sure. We'd have to go through to see if any were 25, 75 already. We'll have to go through each one.
I can call them right now.
I think they have two properties they own personally, I saw on the records. One would be the residence. I'm not sure what the other one is. Mm-hmm.
15 is street commercial.
I'm sure, I mean, if they're a construction company, they probably do have commercial properties. But.
And if one's an office.
Hmm?
And if one's an office.
Yeah, I know, which would be commercial.
I think we just need to ask, correct?
I mean, the only reason, normally this would just be a 100% commercial according to our prior rulings, but we are obviously contemplating whether or not with a resident that we were going to do a first one. We haven't made that decision yet, and I don't know how many properties that they have altogether or how many they rent. I mean, that's the only question.
There's a spreadsheet on your computer in the folder.
I'm sorry?
There's a spreadsheet on in the folder showing all their properties.
Okay. How many nightly rentals total do you have? That's what I need. Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Brett says they have three nightly rentals total, these three.
All the rest of the properties are not nightly rentals, is that what you...
Yeah.
Okay. And we have... Okay. I'm going to assume, if he's not contesting valuation, that the one that would be considered potentially for the 2575 would be BOE 215, but because BOE 217 and or 216 and 217 are have a less appraised value. Here's what I would suggest to the board if you know, and obviously we can talk about this, but that as to BOE 215, that we table the decision until we make the decision for that on this and other cases, and then on BOE 216 and 217, that we deny the reclassification. Because I assume that he's going to want the one that has the most value.
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm going to second we can have discussion.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to second so we can have discussion. So are we assuming that all of the other properties are long-term rental?
We have a representation from his agent and him that they are. I mean, obviously, if the assessor finds different information, then they can bring that up. And there are. I was just looking at the statutes today, and I think people have to be conscious of the fact that the assessor can potentially double under the statute if they have a fraudulent report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I can get Brad back on the phone if we want.
But, I mean, if you want to ask more questions, if the board would like to ask more questions, then let's have him call.
Well, I think my main question would be if they have three and currently are potentially the other 14 to 17 going to be becoming nightly rental, or are they long-term rental?
I'm not sure they're all even houses. I think some of the property may be vacant.
I think most of them
are lots.
Can you see the Excel spreadsheet?
I can see the sheet, but it doesn't give me that.
If you look on the right, look at the values.
Oh.
Do you see that?
I didn't scroll over. Sorry. My screen is...
Those 5360s should probably all be land.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, so that answers my question as to why. Okay.
Okay. And I can't remember, did we table the last one until the 27th or 26th? Well, 27th right now is our last day, so we're going to have to make a decision by then. So, I mean, we can table it to the 27th. As to BOE 219, I would vote that we would, excuse me, not 219.
Well, we've got a motion on the table.
Yeah.
We need to vote on it first.
Yet.
Okay. Well, do you want me to, I mean, it's a combined.